State Representative Paul Opsaron on the phone. He usually comes into the studio, but his schedule's got him bebopping around, but he is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. How are you, Paul?
We're doing well, and good morning, Tony.
Appreciate you being here. I wanted you to talk about the House approving your legislation to regulate insurance companies' use of credit scores. You're going to make a lot of people happy, aren't you?
Well, thank you very much, Tony, and I need to thank Representative Deb Shaughnessy and Ben Glardon, too. They worked on this a lot and had a couple bills in the package. The package of bills really does two things. One, it prohibits and strengthens the law against insurance companies to use your credit score in any way when it comes to underwriting. And by underwriting, we mean canceling a policy or not renewing a policy, or denying you a policy if you actually apply one. Your credit score cannot be used in any way in the underwriting process. The second thing it does is it allows them to use credit only when it comes to calculating your discounts, but there's a lot of exceptions. Some people call it an extraordinarily life circumstance, but like if you have a very large medical bill, you were in the hospital, and you didn't have health insurance, the insurance companies cannot use that against you when you figure out your their discount on your automobile insurance. So we think it's a very good consumer protection bill. It's something Lisa Howe, a representative from Detroit, was also actively involved in it, and I think it had like 103 of 109 votes on the House on Thursday.
House Bill 4594 is part of a bipartisan bill package providing certainty and guidance to the state Supreme Court. The other bills, can you talk a little bit about those?
They did the same thing. We wanted to codify protection in how credit score could be used. We wanted to provide greater transparency to consumers so they know how their credit score can actually impact them, and had the insurance companies then give specific information to consumers and provide that information. It's now in statute. The positive thing in this whole thing was that the insurance companies and the Insurance Institute of Michigan supported the bills. They were at the table. So not only were consumer advocacy groups involved, but the insurance industry was involved. And also we had Republicans and Democrats all working together to pass the legislation. And I agree with your first thought. I think it's something that a lot of people in Michigan, one, can be proud of and will be happy will be put into law as soon as the Senate has time to look at it.
The Senate now is looking at the bill. When do you expect some action?
Well, it was just passed out of the House on Thursday, Tony. It'll have to go over, be signed to a committee. I'm sure it'll go to State Senator Joe Hune's Insurance Committee. And I think it's something that, because of the positive aspects to it, they'll take up relatively soon.
We recently had State Senator Tupac Hunter on the program, and I asked him about the bridge from Detroit to Windsor. And he said the way the legislation is written, and it really isn't written, but from what he knows of, if he had to vote on it now, he would not vote for it. A lot needs to be done. What's your take on the legislation? If you had to vote right now, how would you vote?
Well, it's over in the House, or excuse me, I serve in the House. It's over in the Senate right now. I have been following it, and from what I've been told by senators, there's currently not the votes to get it out of committee or to get it out of the Senate. But I think it's something like, and I heard your interview with the senator, I think he was right on the money. It's something they're working on, trying to get to the point where people feel comfortable with it. The speaker has recently announced that when it comes out, or if it comes out of the Senate, it'll be coming over to Transportation Committee I chair in the House, and I look forward to working with it.
All right. I wanted to ask you about a story, and I was a little bit surprised because you are one of the most easily accessible people that I know that works in the legislation, and there was an article written by ABC7 in Detroit, and it was talking about the efforts that lobbyists will make in trying to wine and dine legislators in order to hopefully get support for things that they support. Recently, there was a conference in San Antonio. Were you there?
Yep, We did go to the San Antonio conference. I went specifically to accomplish a few things. One, some of the legislation they were pushing pushed for a national increase in the tax on gasoline, and that's something I don't support. And we actually won that. The other state senators and representatives there agreed with me. And then the other thing we pushed real hard, and I think you go to a conference for two reasons, Tony. You can go and party, and that's always an option, or you can go and get a lot of work done. We had three other resolutions adopted in San Antonio that looked at limiting or prohibiting the use of a vehicle miles travel tax or using GPS technology in tracking vehicles in order to implement some type of a tax system.
Now, there was a report that was released that said that you were a member of the Free Lunch Club for your fondness for free lobbyist meals. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, boy, they took a shot at you there, sir.
Well, in this business, I think you learn that everyone likes to take a shot at you at some point in time. You know, my goal is always to do the best job I can and try to be as accessible as I can and meet with people wherever they want to meet. You know, be it up north, or I'll be in Coldwater tonight with some Republican representatives talking to the Republican Party down there. Incidentally, probably about the bridge that usually comes up everywhere we go. But I just try to work with everybody.
Paul, can that be a challenge, having these people knocking on your door, calling you, wanting to sit down and have a meal, that putting that pressure on you?
No, I don't really think so. I buy other people dinners. I buy coffee for people. I bought a lobbyist coffee the other day, and I see it as a two-way street. It's a nice way to actually conduct business. You don't do anything other than exchange information. With term limits today, I think there's a real information problem in Lansing. I'm sure if you talk to the governor, he would be frustrated at times with information that exists on the bridge, and you're always trying to clarify, what is the truth and what is not the truth. So it is, with term limits, a difficult job.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.